Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. It is a brand new year. Jen, what's up? Hey, everyone. I'm Jess. I'm so excited to dive into 2021. Lord willing, this is a good one. Jen, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling ready for 2021. And I have excellent news, which is I am recording this from Berlin, Germany. So that I made it in.
That is, oh my, yes. Okay, yeah. For people who listened to the previous episode, which is the last one that we recorded before, well, we're recording this like just a little BTS. We're recording this on New Year's Eve in 2020. But the last one we recorded for 2020 was, will Jen get into Berlin? And I was so happy that we're recording with you on the other side. What's going on? What's the vibe right now? What's the mood in Berlin?
Quiet, subdued. It's much like everywhere else in the world because, you know, no fireworks, no big celebration. But I have to say, we had to prepare so many documents to get through Border Patrol because Americans are not allowed into Europe because, you know, our country doesn't really have the virus under control. But we have a family exception because our son lives there. And so we were like we got to Amsterdam and first had to get into the EU. And it was like, an interrogation. It was crazy. And we're handing over his passport, Eric's passport.
Was your heart thumping? Like, my heart thumps at, like, any kind of border, even, like, if I didn't do anything wrong. I'm like, why are you here? I'm like, oh!
It wasn't thumping because I actually wasn't really clear that we were at the border patrol at that point because we were transferring planes. But then, of course, we were because it was, like, all security and whatever. And when the guy started being like, okay, start showing me your documentation, we had to do that in New York as well to even get on the plane.
Really?
And the last piece of thing we did not know we needed... We needed our marriage license because
you never think of that.
Because Eric's on the birth certificate. We both have the same last name and rings. I don't know. I just didn't even think that they'd want proof that I was part of the family. Luckily, I'm so anal sometimes. I had a JPEG of our marriage license on my computer. I don't know
why
what I had that for.
Why would you do that? Like, why
I don't
would
know.
You
I must have needed it. Like, you know, when you change your name and stuff, you need it to like send to a bunch of people. So I got out my phone, found the JPEG and showed it to the guy. And then he was asking about our relationship and when's the last time we saw him. And then finally he just stamped it and we were like, woo!
Oh my God. That's so great. And that's so like, that's a kind of a good tip. Like you should have some of those things like in your Gmail or whatnot, right?
Yeah. Like I have photos of my passport, my license, everything on my phone, just in case.
That's really good.
And so, and Atlas was so surprised. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Wait, he didn't know you were coming?
We did not want to tell him because what if we didn't get in? There was a chance that I would get turned away. You know?
I didn't realize that you didn't tell him. That's such a nice little
and his
holiday
mom
surprise.
Thought it would be fun too. So on Christmas Eve, she said, oh, you know, Jen and Eric sent you a present and it's over at this, but it got sent to the wrong address. So we have to go to this apartment right near our house and just pick it up from them so that you can have the present from Jen and Eric. so we left the door unlocked, buzzed them in, and you just hear them in the hallway going, hello, like, do you have my package or whatever? And then Eric was just sitting there with the present in his hand.
Oh my God. Did he freak out?
He was like, or was he confused? No, he knew right away. He loved it. It was the sweetest thing.
That is adorable.
I'll show you later. Yeah. It was great.
That is adorable. That is adorable.
Good, cheerful news to ring in the new year.
Oh my God. I had no idea that there was a huge surprise like that. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's really cute. And so this is also a sort of ring in the new year special, isn't it? Because not only, I'm going to fill you in on the beauty news. That's right. I'm doing global beauty news this episode. Then we're going to do, we do this every year. We're going to do our resolutions, Jess and I.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and you guys are going to hold us accountable. And we are both so psyched. We have a new Fat Mascara 5 questions, which we'll be asking all of our guests at the end of the interview. You contributed. We crowdsourced these questions. We're going to present them to you. They'll get their debut. And Jess and I are going to answer them ourselves.
Oh, so excited.
And you can play along too. I want to hear what all your answers are.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We'll do an Instagram, one of those question things so we can see what everybody's answers are to the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Play along.
Play along at home, kids. Okay, you ready to do it?
Ready.
Happy New Year! It's news time. Dun, dun, dun. I forget what our music is, but all that's in my head is Shakira Waka Waka because I was just playing it for Alice. It's time for the beauty news.
I thought you were playing it for yourself, and that's fine if that's your jam. That's fine if that's your jam. But I was like, maybe
it's a really uplifting song.
I was like, maybe when Jen's in Berlin, that's like her like Euros child.
Yeah, it was big in Europe. That song, yes, it's a global anthem, guys. It's a global anthem. Revisit it; you won't be disappointed. Okay, you ready for the news?
I'm
ready. Sit back and enjoy, Jess.
I'm so ready.
First up, Pat McGrath was awarded the Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire. That's right, everybody.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay.
Mother is Dame Mother.
Unsurprising. Dame Pat McGrath.
She was on the list of Queen Elizabeth II's annual New Year's honors. She is the first makeup artist to receive a damehood. And just because I'm American and don't really know what a damehood is, I researched it. I did not realize that was a female knight.
Yes. Well, Glenda Bailey.
I saw her on the list
as well.
And that's Jess's former boss, the editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar.
Yes, so, I went to her dame party last year. It was very exciting.
I just thought that was super cool, and I'm very impressed. And Dame Mother, if you'd like to come on Fat Mascara and discuss what your damehood means to you, Jess and I welcome you.
We'll see. There's an open invitation, Pat. Mother,
she knows that.
Dame.
She knows. Okay. Google has launched a virtual makeup testing in its shopping application. It's powered by UCam and their whole thing and how good they are.
Major.
No one else does it like they do. So Google is using that. And now when you go into the shopping app, I believe this is only in the United States. Say you're looking for Black Opal, Charlotte Tilbury, Estee Lauder, L'Oreal, or MAC. When the products pop up, there'll be a little tab. You hit it. It'll put it on models of all different ethnicities and face shapes. But then you could do that, or you could use your own photo and it'll have the UCam type virtual reality try on. So you could see does this Pillow Talk lip liner look good on me? You know?
Very cool. Yeah. UCam is really the name in the virtual try on, right?
Yeah, the parent company of them. And I forget the name of that. Sorry about that. Don't ask too many questions because I've been doing the beauty news research from Germany with a 6-year-old. So this is light research. This I thought you would like. Shoppers have been turning nostalgic during the pandemic with their perfume purchases.
Mm.
So the retailer, the perfume shop, I believe they're based in the UK, said sales of Davidoff Cool Water, Tommy Girl, and Clinique Happy have been up twice the usual during the pandemic. Another example, Gucci Rush saw a 153% increase in sales.
Yes.
Do you remember Gucci Rush?
I remember, I think I've said this on the podcast, a guy, I remember his name, I'm not going to call him out, but followed me around a Rutgers party. And it's like some kind of, in a video game, when a little friend, a little animal, tags along with you and you make a left and then they make
a
left.
You had a spirit animal.
He was like that in the whole party. And I was like, hello. And he was like, you smell good.
And you were wearing...
It was, yes, Gucci Rush. Sorry, oh, yeah, McBerry in the lead.
The sillage on Gucci Rush was big.
It was a magnet. It was a magnet for like some guys.
So sexy.
So I sexy.
In my clubbing days in like back in like 99, 2000.
It was a, yes, it was a 99, 2000 perfume. Exactly. It is so sexual.
It made me think of nostalgia being hot, what we talked about on episode 245, which was our special episode with Fair Maniche. We
so
called
good.
It. They called it, actually. They said nostalgia is what people want, and clearly the sales are showing that.
Take us back to a time when it was all about parties and fun and just like, just a
Gucci
simpler
Rush.
Time. Exactly. Feeling sexy.
Okay. Come gather around, kiddies, into Gen Science Corner we go. That's right. 2021, kicking it off. A study published in Sex Roles suggests that a very thin female body type, the one that prevails in much of fashion media, is less admired than people think it is. Now, ooh, this is not a brand new study, but there have been there have been a couple of articles about it recently, and so I wanted to like dig into it. But basically, there were two studies, one of 548 college students and one in the U.S. of 707 people ages 18 to 86. They looked at 13 images of female models and were asked to rate them based on attractiveness and also on a scale of way too thin to way too fat, like a 7-point scale. And so the men and women, they separated by men and women, had similar thoughts about all of the pictures. They were like right in line. But then they were asked to see, what do you think the opposite sex would rate this photo as? And that's where the discrepancies came out, because women overall tended to think that men would think the skinnier bodiers were more attractive.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That wasn't the case.
Wow.
So I thought that was really interesting.
I think times are changing. I really do think times... I said, I think times are changing. I really do think they are.
Yeah. And also, it's just like a really skinny body type that went down the runways for years and years is not healthy looking to many people, I think, is part of it. And I also thought it was interesting. This went both ways. Men also thought... Also, this is very binary and like heterosexual seeming, this study. But men also thought that women would think the skinnier bodiers were more attractive than women actually did. So it's like,
men thought that women would think, oh, so they would think that we would think that like a super, like very, very like, you know, skinny body would think that was like hot. But then when we looked at it, we were like,
we
no
didn't.
Thanks. Okay.
So it goes to, we might all be out there like idealizing certain body shapes because we think others like them, when in reality, we should trust our instincts and what, you know, feels right to us.
I love that.
Interesting. Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought it was a good one to start off the year. And then, this is your, remember with the morning show with the kangaroo with the perfume?
Yeah,
Jess
yeah.
Jess did the beauty news. And she was like, let's just do the quirky one at the end. Here we go. Are
okay.
you ready?
Yeah, yeah, get
Thank
it
you
to me.
To the Irish Sun for this particular tidbit. A woman who belongs to the Facebook group Cleaning Tips and Tricks has a beauty hack for you guys. And I want somebody to try it because I am not going to. Here it is. She said, season's greetings. I'm doing cleanups. And she likes to soak cotton wool, you know, like a cotton pad or cotton balls or whatever, in vanilla essence or essential oils and sort of tuck them around her house to fragrance the room.
Beautiful.
Well, so she was doing her cleanup for her New Year's Eve. She was having a couple friends over, but she was out of cotton wool. And she's like, what can I use? So she grabbed her unscented panty liners, doused a couple in her vanilla essential oil, and stuck them around the house. She said she put one under the couch and stuck it to the underside of the couch.
Okay, smart lady. I like her. What happened?
And the post she put on the thing, she's like, you guys, they stick really well and it really works. So she's using this hack from now on. You guys, if you are not into scented candles, but you want to make your house smell nice, go get some unscented panty liners, douse them with perfume, and stick them up in your closet. There you go.
I'm actually going to try that.
No,
I'm going to try that. I have lots of unscented panty liners, and I actually have a new essential oil set that I was going to razor wand to later. So I'm going to try that. When I say later, I mean like later this month.
I don't know why it gave me a giggle, just because like she said it so practically and people were just like teasing or whatever, but like, I don't know, it's just funny. And I was like, what a way to start out the year, saving some money on scented candles and just delightful.
That's great. Thank you, Irish Sun.
I know, the fact that it made news was even better. So that's the beauty news. We'll see you next week with beauty news.
That's great.
Okay. Hey, it's time for the Fat Mascara 5. Okay, this is what we do at the end of an interview. I think it really just gets to the heart of who people are. Ask them speedy questions. Maybe we have on somebody who's like super scientific and they've been talking about some really important thing in the beauty world. And then we just want to lighten up the mood, right?
Lighten it up.
Get to the heart of them. So you guys helped us come up with the new questions. Big surprise, one of them is the same, but we're going to go through them now. We want you to play along at home and think about your answers. We're going to do the prompts, and Jess and I are going to give our answers, and then get ready, because all year long on our Thursday episodes, we'll be asking our guest that. And our very first guest is very interesting, and she has some interesting answers. So we can.
She thought
first,
about
though.
Them I, a lot.
She gave really
them,
did.
Yeah, she was taking them really seriously. I was appreciative.
Sometimes our guests actually, they pause for a really long time and we edit out the long pauses. It's just funny to see how different people approach this game. And I've always wanted to do it myself. Like when they answer, I always want to be answering, you know?
Sometimes I'm like, oh God, I don't know how to answer this. And I'm like, so glad I'm not answering. But now well, today we have to answer.
All right. Do you want to do the first question?
Okay. So I'm going to ask the first question. The first question is the same one that we always ask. So this is kind of an easy one. What beauty product do you first remember falling in love with, Jen?
I was torn between three.
I know. Yeah. That's why I don't like these questions, even though that we made
and
them.
I'm ultimately going to go with, because it speaks so deeply to my personality, the Caboodles.
Okay.
Was a pink and white marbleized plastic that looked like a marble. You know, it was all swishy.
I know exactly.
And
what
I got it from
about.
My Aunt Ellen. But I do have to add that same year that I got that, inside of the Caboodles, how about this? Blast from the past. Shine Free Color Ribbons eyeshadows.
Ooh.
This was a Maybelline sub-brand from the 80s. Pink packaging. I think it was meant for teenagers. I never had shiny skin. But so she packed it with all these like shine free makeup. Google it, guys. The advertisements. I was just like reliving
wait, shine,
my youth.
Wait, what does that mean? Shine free? Like it won't shine on your skin, or like it's for
yeah. I think it was
oily
like,
skin.
It was I think it was meant to be makeup for teenagers, so it was like clean makeup that like wouldn't clog your pores or make you oily.
I understand.
Kind of thing. You know, the '80s, everything was about like powdered skin and not
yes,
no dewy. Dewy was bad then.
Dewy bad.
The Caboodles is first. It was that, and I was really torn with the Electric Youth perfume that Debbie Gibson had, because
yes.
Fragrance was also from a very young age so big to me. So I know I cheated, and there's three, but if I had to pick one of those, it would be the Caboodles. Your turn.
I love that. Okay, I'm also. I feel like a real sigh of relief that you picked three, because I was like thrashing in my bed last night, like which one? Like I was thinking about. So
yeah.
I have a few. The first one that comes to mind is my mom had a lot of like little free gift with purchases that she shoved in a drawer, and then I would like go fish them out when she was watching TV downstairs and like just play with them. She didn't mind.
Jessie.
She was kind of, no, she didn't mind. She was kind of like, oh, should okay. Jessie will play with them, you know?
Yeah.
So it was this plastic Charles of the Ritz set. Now, Charles of the Ritz was a premium luxury brand that was owned by Revlon. Revlon did play in the luxury space. Go Google it. Charles of the Ritz was a great brand, and it had three colors of blush and three mini lipsticks. And it was like this plastic set that you opened, and then you had like the three minis. And I remember one was like a hot orange blush that you would only see this color in like 1987.
You, yes.
Like, and I've never seen it since with a matching lipstick and then like a mauve and then like a pink. And so that set, then I would say a Wet n Wild, like metallic, I remember it, metallic nail polish that we kept in like the cupboard that had like the phone book, like, you know, that big yellow pages thing
yes.
And like recipe books and like all of the other like household shit.
Yeah.
And it lived there until like I graduated high school, you know, just like the one.
Can see it.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I had the same cabinet. It was right near the phone in the kitchen.
Exactly,
on the corner.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then probably maybe like a Love's Baby Soft or an Electric Youth. Like, you know, your
Oh, you also were into Electric Youth.
Yes, Electric Youth, my family friend Elizabeth had it, and I was like, excuse me? You know, like I was just like, what is that? And I had to have it. And then she also had Love's Baby Soft. But then my mom also had Design. Do you remember that fragrance, Design?
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's so great. It's so great.
Oh, we got to find pictures of these so we could do an Instagram post with them.
Oh my God. I love design.
Because the ads from back then and the packaging from back then, talk about nostalgia, right? God,
so good. So good. She got it as a gift. She didn't love design so much, but I loved it. So she let me have it. And then I had it in my room. It was a grown-up perfume. So I jammed a lot in there, but I know you guys will forgive me because you understand the absolute panic and overwhelming feeling I have right now. I cannot pick one.
We started.
It's our show. We get to choose. We get to.
Yes,
we get to make
we're
the
beauty
rules.
Journalists.
Okay.
Of course we couldn't just pick one.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. I'm going to force you with the next question, though.
Okay.
To pick
yeah.
Just one.
Okay.
Answer.
I'm sorry.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is our first new question. You guys haven't heard before. We're going to be asking people, what quality do you admire most in others? Jessica Matlin, your answer.
Okay. What does it have to be? You know, this is our own question. I kind of don't even know what the thing is. Is it something that you don't possess?
I think that's telling, don't you? That's why I like this question, because some people answer it as like, I wish I could whatever. I love when people have whatever. And some people just be like, I have this quality, but I really like it in others. I don't know. It's up to you.
Okay, yeah, because I was like, oh, maybe
this
we need to edit.
It's part of the Rorschach test quality of our questions.
Okay. I admire, okay, so I'm making this about something I don't possess.
Okay.
Because I think that makes this question easier for me.
Okay.
I admire when someone looks at a situation that is complex and is like, here's what we need to do, and takes control over it and is able to see it from like a bird's eye level, like, you know, or whatever, like from above, and is able to put the pieces together and go, but. Like, I guess that's very leadership, but it's a very analytical thing, and is able to kind of detach emotionally and and figure it out and then delegate and move forward, but is warm about it.
Can I tell you, I'm reading Obama's memoir right now, and if I could, and that literally comes across on every page, that quality, the like, take complex stuff and make it like, here's the steps, but I'm not going to beat you over the head about it.
Yeah. I think it's
a good one.
I think it's really,
I don't know the word for it. Like, what would that quality be called? Like, analytical.
I feel very safe when I see someone do that. I feel very, I just think it's an amazing quality.
That is a good one.
Huh. Yeah. And I know I don't have a word for that, but I think it's a really awesome quality.
It's not like you're a writer or anything. Okay.
I wish I had that. I really wish I had that. I guess it's the kind of way people loved Cuomo at the beginning of the pandemic.
I was thinking of that too, because you felt reassured by his like wonky analysis, and he was like, I'm going to take care of it.
Yeah. And he's like,
things
he's
are
like,
under control.
Yeah. And then there were, when he used like, you know, kind of corny dad jokes within it too. And, you know, you're just kind of like, okay, well, you know, I
today
love that.
Today is Thursday.
Yes.
That's what we have to do.
Yes.
Have to put on your clothes.
Yeah. I think that is.
Take a shower.
It's awesome. That's awesome.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Lake. I just heard her in the background.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. She's like, all right, chop, chop.
So, what quality do I admire
yes,
most?
Yes, yes.
Tell me. I was really, this speaks to who I am, that I was like going back and forth between two words, which were persistence and perseverance. And I decided to go with persistence, which is perseverance in spite of fatigue or frustration. Mm. And I was thinking of people who are hard workers who don't get credit for it and just keep doing it because it's the right thing to do. I was really thinking of like moms who have just been like freaking slogging through the day. You don't get an award. And like, I just think people who don't complain about hard work and just put their nose down and just do it because it's the thing to do is such an amazing quality. I was looking at the National Geographic pictures of the year and these pictures of nurses, and I think it was Portugal, and they were just sitting on the side of the street, like exhausted. And I was like, that's persistence. They were just like, I got to get through this 12-hour shift. I'm not getting an award. I got to get home and cook dinner. Just persistence is good. And also, not everybody gets a cookie, you know? So keep doing it, even though you don't get a cookie. I love that quality when people don't need to be rewarded for doing the right thing, because that's who I want to reward.
They don't have a choice. They don't have a choice.
Kind of, yeah.
They're not, so yeah, I it's say, out of, yeah, it, it's
I would
not.
Say persistence.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
All right.
Okay.
Next guy.
If there were one rule you wish everyone would follow, what would it be, Jen?
Look at both sides of the story.
Mm.
I don't even know if I need to say more. I think that speaks for itself. You cannot go through life and just see what you want to see and listen to the side that you want to decide. Just see everybody's ankles, be empathetic, do your research, do your homework, look at both sides of the story before you make a decision on anything. And even if you make the decision, know where the other side is coming from.
Okay.
That's my rule for everybody for 2021. Do you think they'll follow it?
No.
You, what is the rule you wish everybody would follow?
Clean up after yourself in a public bathroom.
Oh, Jess. If you sprinkle when you tinkle, you must be neat and wipe the seat. Should that be, can I take that rule too?
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Sometimes the toilet doesn't flush and then you make a bigger mess and then you're like, I got to get out of here.
That is the rare exception.
It's true. It's very rare.
That is the rare exception.
It looks like somebody clawed at the toilet paper and it's like hanging in shreds all over the place.
Somebody has to clean the toilet.
Someone with persistence is going to have to do
that. Yeah. Somebody who's not making much money, somebody who's making minimum wage, has to clean that bathroom. A little fairy doesn't come and like power wash that bathroom. Okay. Somebody is coming and cleaning that bathroom and it's not you. And it drives me effing crazy. It drives me crazy. Second up to that, I have like, don't worry, I'm not adding four.
Oh, I had 20 more rules. Yeah.
I've got a lot of rules. I'm a Virgo, okay? So watch out. But like, what also drives me crazy is when you go, obviously this isn't happening now because there's no in-store dining, whatever, in-room dining. But, like, you go to a McDonald's or something or even, like, a Pret-a-Manger, whatever, and you go and there is a, like little, you know, table. I can't even think of the words now because, like, it's so the language for, like, eating inside is, like, gone. You go to a table and there's a tray and there's, like, all the food and it's, like, you just finished your food and you, like, got up and left.
Yeah, bust your table, man.
like clean up after yourself. Me?
Oh, just wait till Lake gets old enough to make messes.
She
better learn.
It drives me crazy. I've been tempted one time. I said like, oh, sorry, is this yours? But like, I am not in a place in my life where I can afford to get like shot by a random.
Oh, my mom, when people, this segment's getting so long, but I'm loving it so much. My mom, sometimes when people litter, she picks it up and goes, excuse me, you dropped something. So good, because people always turn around thinking like they dropped their wallet or whatever and are faced with their dirtiness.
I'm just not sure if like that's how I want to go out.
Like, this question's so good. I cannot wait to see what some of our guests say because, yeah, it's just good. Okay, next question. Okay. So we used to ask people who their favorite, their celebrity best friend would be. And we started interviewing more and more celebrities and it got really weird because they're like, well, like all my friends are celebrities. Our new question along those lines are, if there were to be a movie made of your life, who would narrate it?
Oh.
Jess.
This one I struggled with too. But I have decided that it would be, now you can't take this literally because it's not like they're my voice, but like if there is like an actress and she's playing me, but there's like, you know, the voiceover is like, and then she did this or like.
Yeah, that's the narrator. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like somebody's, no, but it's not like she's my, it's the person's not my voiceover. The person isn't like, you know, it would be Isaac Mizrahi.
Oh, Jess, it's so good for you on so many freaking levels. Oh my God, I love it.
Always felt like a real, we've never met Isaac. I know you don't listen to this show, but if perchance you did, we need to talk. I just have always felt a connection to him since I was like 10 years old.
He's like the voice in your head.
He's the voice in my head. I watch him on the queue and it's like, I feel like we're sharing a brain. Yeah. And I feel like we're sharing a brain. So anyway, he would be narrating what's happening in my crazy life, like Woody Allen style. You know, I just that's who it is. Tell me, what about you?
Well, I answered this just basically based on my favorite narrator who I don't even know if this plays into my life at all. I can't even picture what the movie of my life would be about. But this man is responsible, I think, for Eric and I getting married and my whole life changing and everything being better. On our very first date, we had a bet about this person. He is one of my favorite journalists, David Attenborough, the man who is the voice of BBC Earth, who has years as a naturalist. His nature documentaries have soothed me when I'm upset. They put me to bed at night. I have watched them thousands and thousands of times. And somehow he came up on our first date, and Eric was convinced that David Attenborough had passed away already. And I was like, oh, don't even go there with me. He's like literally my idol, and he's definitely alive. And so we made a bet, like we would Google it. And if I was right, he would go for an after dinner drink with me. And of course I was right. And he maintains like, well, I was going to go for a drink.
He was going to go with you anyway. Yeah.
But we always talk about how like, good thing David Attenborough was still alive because otherwise we wouldn't be married.
Oh my God. That's funny. That's really funny.
Also, he's got an amazing voice. So.
He's got a great voice. Prolific.
All right. Last question. What is the most played song on your playlist right now? Or not even your playlist. What's the most played song on your phone right now?
On my phone right now? Yeah. It's not very hip. It's for lake, and it is at nighttime. You know, I have a lake bedtime playlist, and the one that is getting the most, love right now is the orchestral version of "A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes."
Oh, Jess, that's beautiful.
Thank you. What about
okay.
you?
I really had two, and they came up both at the top. Can I get both?
Sure.
The first one is Wolfgang's song. It is Adrian Lenker. The song is called Anything.
Aww.
And she's like, yeah, it's just a soft song. And whenever he's like worked up, I play that. But also the first day we got him, we played it in the car. And he's just, it's about how I want to join your family and I'm in love. And then the other one is from, this movie, if you haven't seen it yet, Lover's Rock. It's this movie that came out like 2 months ago from Steve McQueen about a one night in London at this party. And the freaking music in it is so amazing. It's like Lover's Rock, which is the type of reggae from back in the old school. And there was a song on there that I know I've heard sampled in so many other songs, but I went deep and found it. It's called Kunta Kinte Dub. It is the coolest song. It's sexy and slow reggae dubby beat that like just like...
Okay.
I don't know. So good. So we'll put these, we'll put links to our answers on the blog so you guys can hear our narrators and listen to our music. And I hope you guys were answering along.
Love it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves
works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay, it is resolution time, and resolution time always fills me with a little bit of dread because it's like I'm already seeing like the resolution going out of my...
Unresolved. You
know, yes, exactly. It's like it's the word or the goal is there, and it's like off into the horizon, you know? But I like to think of it personally, Jen, as like a goal, you know, as like a...
Yeah.
Not a resolution feels so heavy. Doesn't it feel heavy to you? A resolution.
Yeah. And they feel like if you don't make that goal, you failed.
Right.
But
right.
I know you do it a different way. You started this last year, right?
Yes, exactly. So I started this. I actually have to give credit where it's due. I learned this from Gretchen Rubin. She has a podcast. Maybe some of you guys have heard of it or listened to it. It's called The Happiness Project. She's a famous author. And she uses a word instead as a guiding principle. So instead of saying, oh, you know, I am going to get a new job, save, you know, $100,000 and, you know, cure cancer, I'm just going to keep this word in mind as a guiding principle. And I've just been thinking about that. And I have to tell you, last year we did this. I've been trying to think about what the word is, and it's really been hard for me. And I knew that we were going to do this exercise, so this isn't surprising.
Yeah.
But
I'm so curious to hear your word.
It's.
I'm hoping you came up with one since
I did.
You started this recording session. So.
Yeah, no. I did. But it's just been challenging because this past year has been so challenging. So my word that I keep coming back to, I've had a few, but has been grace.
Ooh, grace.
Grace. And
like
it's
grace under pressure.
No, more like grace. Just giving grace, like just, it's because somebody said to me when I was being kind of like really hard on somebody, not to their face, but when I was describing, like, you know, I can't believe they won't do this. And like, this was so ridiculous. And I was like annoyed with them. And I was explaining this story. She's like, wow. She's like, can't you just give them some grace? And I was like, grace.
Oh, like grace period. Like a, yeah.
And I was like kind of taken aback by her reaction to me. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, give them some grace. She's like, think about their situation. Think about, like, you know, she was kind of like taking into account, you know, the pressure they were under, the situation, kind of like the craziness of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, and give yourself some grace. She's like, Jesus. She's like, you know, you have a baby. And she was describing like the job, the pandemic, this. And she was like, God. And she was just thinking like, yeah, the kind of vice I was putting myself and everyone else in. I guess maybe you want to say like releasing pressure, but the word grace, kind of...
Oh, okay. I just made sure I knew the definition for sure, because I think I was thinking of smoothness and elegance of movement, which is like a definition of grace. But the other one is courteous goodwill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get... Yeah, I don't mean like elegance. Sorry, I should have... I guess maybe...
Because I just like bumble through everything and like break shit all the time and like I'm a bull in a china shop. So grace to me was like... But it's kind of that too, right?
I guess so. But maybe that's also why I was so taken aback by her, because I was thinking, is she being religious with me? Or, you know, I was just kind of like, grace. Like, you know, I never use that word really, unless I'm thinking of like Will and Grace or Grace Kelly. But grace. But it's really, she kind of just like knocked me off my feet when she said that. So, I don't know. I can be hard on people. I know that. And I can be hard, really hard on myself. And I think last year, I don't exactly remember what my word was last year. But I think it was probably some iteration of the same thing, which just goes to show, like, I don't think that by the end of the calendar year, you're like, I did it. I'm changed. I'm great.
I'm full of grace.
Yes, I've evolved. We figured that out, you know, next, you know. But I think that is a good thing. And I think everyone deserves some grace, you know, for getting through this year. And that, so that's my word.
I love that for you. I love that for you, Jess.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's my word. I think everyone needs to probably give themselves some grace this year.
And I'll give you grace and I'll give myself grace too. That's a really good one. I try not to overthink this because I could have gone down a spiral and come up with 50 words, but...
Oh yeah, I had a lot more words.
Yeah. The word I ended up going with is purpose. And old Jen would say the purpose is like, I need to find my purpose in life. Like, what do I want to do with my life? What's next for me? Am I like ticking all the boxes and living life to the fullest? But I just saw the movie Soul, the new Pixar movie.
Oh, I'm dying to see that.
Which is all about finding your purpose. And I don't think I will be giving away much when I spent the whole movie thinking they have this character who's looking for their purpose so they can be complete and go be a soul on planet Earth. Mm. And I was like, okay, what is their purpose? One guy's like, mine's music, mine's teaching, mine's this, mine's that. And at the end of the movie, this is like, oh, I felt like a 5-year-old. I was like, oh my God, I just, like, the lesson meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
It wasn't actually your purpose. What your purpose was just to be and to enjoy life to its fullest and not to always be striving or thinking there's something that like you have to be getting to.
Right.
And the one character thought it was like, no, I must find the reason. He was very logical and like I am, like usually like, no, I need a why and I want to fix it and I want to do it. I need a purpose.
Yeah.
And then this character realizes, no, it just means the spark of life. Like this is your purpose to live life, which is something a lot of people this year didn't get to do, you know, to the fullest extent. So, So it's both like, I do kind of want to find my purpose still. I'm not going to lie. Like, what do I want to do next? And like, what's my purpose on earth? But I also want to just be and live life to the fullest, whatever that looks like in 2021. So I feel like we're both on kind of the same page then, huh?
Yeah. I love that. And that's a beautiful, I'm dying to see that movie. I've heard great things. But, you know, I think that's a really great message. Yeah. It's like, you can get lost in what's
next.
I'll
pretend it's mine, but really it's from Pixar.
No, that's why some of those Pixar movies are like children's movies are so good when they have like that kind of loftier message. I think it is about like just enjoying each day and finding the spark of life. That's great. I love that. I say I love that for you. I love that for everyone. That's great.
I love that for both of us.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, right. Jen.
We'll reconvene in 2022 and see how we did.
Okay. Okay, it is time to raise a wand. Now, we have a great one from Sherilyn from the Bay Area. Take it away, Sherilyn.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Jess. My name is Sherilyn. I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area. Huge fan of the podcast, longtime listener. I've wanted to raise a wand for a while, but I really struggled trying to think of like the perfect thing because I wanted it to be very, very good and something that would be not unexpected and actually really, really useful for your listeners. And I think I found that perfect thing. And it's a hair product. It's by Qi. I know, what is it, 2007, but stick with me. And it's the Silk Infusion Silk Reconstructing Complex. So like many of us, haven't been able to go to the hair salon since February. My ends are looking a little scary. And I was just so sick of looking down at my hair and seeing the split ends. And I was looking for something. And I saw good reviews on this. I tried it, and you guys, it's incredible. In one use, I saw a major difference. Looking down at my medium brown hair, you know, you see those little white spots. It's like sucking it back together again. And I'm totally impressed. So it's for a 6 ounce, it's $29.50. For a 12 ounce, $49.50. You can get it at Ulta. Watch, they always put cheap products on sale. So it's not the cheapest thing, but not super expensive. I really like when you apply it. It's, you squeeze it into the palm of your hand. You apply it when your hair is damp. And it's not like watery, so it's not like oozing out your hands, but it's more gel-like, but it's not like that old school hair gel that's like leaving you totally sticky. But it's just, you can squeeze it into your palm and it's going to stick there until you put it in your hair. And it's made a huge difference. I can't wait to go get my haircut. Where I didn't go because I was pregnant when the salons reopened. And now I felt like it was time I could maybe go and do it, and they've closed salons again in my county. So I'm thinking this might be helpful to many of your listeners. Thank you again for making such a great podcast. It's brought me so much joy when I go outside on walks during this crazy pandemic and shelter in place. All right, thanks. Bye.
Ooh, that was good. You know she's been thinking about that for a while. And I super appreciate that it was a hair product, because I feel like a good hair product, I don't know, when someone believes in something that can work on a lot of hair types, I'm like, yes, preach. If you guys want to do a Reza one, I know you do, email us a voice memo at info@fatmascara.com, or you could drop us a line, not drop us a line, you could pick up the phone and call us, is what I'm trying to say, 646-481-8182. I won't pick up the phone. Leave me a message, and then we'll put you on the show. Easy peasy. Okay, I'm going to go first, if that's okay, Jess.
Yeah,
Let you buy some time, because I feel like you were like, oh God, I have so many to choose from.
I know.
So few to choose from.
No, I've got something great that I'm so excited to tell you about, but you go first.
Okay, mine's a quickie. So here we are. It's freezing cold in Germany, and my hands are dry because I'm washing them all the time, and I got a new little 80 cent euro, or what is that, 80 cents? Hand cream. Camel Classic Hand and Nail Cream. It's Camel. I'm working my German, but it's like Camille. It means like chamomile, but that's also the brand name. And I pulled it out, and Atlas literally goes to me, oh, this is the best in Germany. Like, he was like, well, that's the best brand.
That's really funny. That's so cute.
You love when kids like really say cute things with such conviction. It was so funny. But so it costs a dollar, and it's a little tub, nice scent. Rich, but not too rich. Not as rich as Nivea, but has that like Euro vibe to it. You could get them on Amazon for like two tubes for $12 in the US. But if you're in Europe, it's probably like, you know, a nickel. So
I have to tell you, I love that you're giving us like the spirit of travel right now, because we're all like so stuck. But I really feel like we want to get a sense of, you know, sound like a real like wordsmith right now. Travel.
yeah, bitte. Bitte. Oh. That means like my pleasure. Like you're welcome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. What do you want to raise a wand to?
So I'm raising a wand to, remember how I talked about my favorite studio right now in the world, Stretched, here in New York?
I sure do.
But you can, of course. I really want to make this clear. Check out their virtual appointment, Stretched. S-T-R-E-C-H, no E, just straight to the D. Well, they recommended I get a stretch strap. You don't need to buy from them. You can just go get one in Amazon. This stretch strap I got from Amazon is life-changing, people. I did their...
What is the name of it? What is the name?
It's called a stretch... It's a stretch-out strap. You don't need to buy a specific brand, but I'm going to link to the one I bought on the blog. It's by the brand OPTP. It was the highest rated one on Amazon. It was about $15 all in. This is turquoise. It has all of these loops. So it's canvas. It's a very sturdy canvas. It's not stretchy like a yoga band. I just want to make that really clear. Mm-hmm. It is a canvas band.
I think they're nylon, but yes,
okay,
go on.
Sorry, nylon, but it has like that kind of...
It looks like an old school belt, you know, like a sailor's belt.
Yeah, exactly. So it has lots of loops, and you can put your foot through the loop of your choice. And then you, this looks like a big nothing, but it makes a huge difference. And then you pull and you just, like, you could be watching TV. I'm trying to stretch. Sorry, you might hear my voice going in and out.
Red's going to kill us, but go ahead.
It's, the point is...
Stop stretching and tell us about the stretch.
You can hear me stretching. Guys, this is live stretching. Live stretching.
An audio live stretch. Yeah.
That probably exists. You can hear, you can do it while you're, you know, watching TV, in between Zoom calls, you know, just like rolling around the mat on the rug. It makes stretches that you would never even get just, you know, on your own, just, you know, with your own body. This is really a great assisted stretch, and you can do it on YouTube. You can Google stretched. They have their own like YouTube stretches, or just Google like stretches with a strap. I have found muscles that needed to be stretched that I did not even know existed. So this has changed my life, got my hammies going, got my inner thighs going, got even my ankle going. It is life-changing. All this for $15. So I really recommend it.
This is the ultimate Raise One. This is the kind of Raise One we love having. Every couple weeks, there's one where you're just like, $15 is going to change your life.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and it doesn't, you know, I'm so about like getting rid of stuff in my apartment, too much clutter. This takes up zero space.
Love it. All right. We will see you guys on Thursday with our first interview of the year.
Woo!
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.